So, welcome to episode 2 of Goals or Something with Lauren and
Ryan.
And we're going to go over my failure to achieve just about every single goal or work towards it, aside from putting away savings, and how great Ryan did.
And I did 2 out of 3.
So, do you want to just like go over what we set our goals out to do and what we were going to do this week?
Sure. So mine were to finally do my taxes, save some money to get up to my $1,000 for the end of the year. And, work on my resume and cover letter so I can get a new job by the end of the year.
All right, and mine were to look up fall marathons in the area, get us doing the healthy salads and healthy foods things, improve our financial stability, which I guess I did a little bit of that because I did put money into my savings, so put a little money into our savings. We were also supposed to find chairs for the dining room.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
We just did not do it. And look up recipes or how to avoid aspirational veggies, which I did a little bit of. So I'm actually feeling pretty confident in that.
Yeah.
I did the grocery shopping things.
Did.
So what did we do?
So I did my taxes on Monday.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a return.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
Yeah. So got my state return on Friday. That was a nice little surprise.
Yeah.
And I put away the $100 into my savings. So
way to go, double for you. Hey. I just did the 15. But yeah, so for me, like Friday, I went grocery shopping and I got us veggies and salads and stuff.
We have yet to eat them.
That's because you had a guy's night. And we had a new adventurous eating thing from Costco to try. So, no, we didn't yet. And then we had, like, leftovers. But also, I mean, I made that, like, that tomato chicken potato soup. That's veggie full. It's got potatoes and carrots and tomatoes and chicken and veggie broth. So, I mean, that's healthy veggies. That's healthy veggies. I think I did that. I'm going to put a win for me on that one. I did put away the money into my savings, so that's a win. I did stock up on veggies, so that's like, I stocked up on veggies we can have. I mean, we didn't do any cooking really today from breakfast or this weekend, so.
Strawberries.
Yeah, we did have strawberries, but we always have strawberries because I buy them frozen. Just like, I forgot to get the frozen raspberries to have with our pancakes, because we're creatures of habit. But I did plant the stuff.
You did. You planted the stuff. You planted the veggies.
Tomatoes and strawberries. So, like, healthy foods that hopefully we can eat ourselves. And maybe we'll get a hive with the bee flowers that I got. Hopefully, if they grow. Hope they grow. You need to remind me not to, like, check on them all the time.
You're not going to stop. I'm not looking forward to the bees.
But they're so good for us. Like, if we can get, like, say, you know, we set up, like, a little box and they can make a little hive. And then they just sort of hang out. We could get honey from them and have our own local honey that'll be just for us.
We could sell it.
We could sell it if we make enough. But... Or we could just have our own local honey, which would be really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't look up savings accounts and rates. But I did get, like, a notification from my bank that was bad because I just said that into my hand. I got a notification from my bank, which we were thinking of using for our joint savings account when we realized that we are capable of putting money away regularly and not touching it. And their interest rate is changing, but it's only on the checking account because the checking account is completely disappearing. And I don't think it's going down. For the savings account, so that shouldn't be a problem. And I think you were really solid on the not putting any, putting like savings we're going to try and access soon into investment accounts.
Yeah, I don't trust it with Corona.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I had $20 in one savings fund that went to $17 by Friday, like Monday to Friday. It was the difference. It lost $3.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, yeah, it's like, well, I guess in our case it wouldn't be that long term, but no. If it was longer term.
Yeah, if it were longer term, like, that'll grow, those gains will come back, so, and I mean, it is a more aggressive mix, and I don't put money regularly into it. It's like a Roundup account, but still. It was just like, but I put the money in, and now it's gone. Yeah,
it's definitely not.
So, I think that was a good idea.
I'm not a gambler, life savings on a...
on the stock market.
Stock market.
I mean, over time, it's good, but yeah. I did do more training until Lexi hurt herself on Wednesday.
Poor Lexi.
She's still limping. I feel bad, but I mean, she's not, it's not broken. She's just, how upset was she with not running today?
She wasn't too thrilled about it. She was very stubborn.
Yeah. I mean, how do we think she did on her goals for this week? Taking up less of the bed?
Terribly. She's been taking up more of the bed.
She has been. And I think Gus did pretty good on being less bitey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Why are you touching me? Oh. But, I mean, overall, it's not, I'm going to put setting goals like how you should really view dieting and getting healthy, heavy air quotes there, because it's not about weight loss, but it's like you're not gonna do everything right all the time, you know, you can't be perfect. So I think we did some good stuff. We really, really need to get the new get chairs. We need to find those, because we got to give these folding chairs back to your parents at some point.
They don't need them. They haven't asked for them yet. It's fine. We could just bring them to the next family thing at their house.
Yeah. But we need dining room chairs first. We need to have at least four.
We should. All right, so that's our goal. We should get them before game night.
Hold on. I'm going to I'm going to find a pen.
Can I what? I don't know.
Can you just... I'm going to find a pen. So I can write it down. What else do we need to do? Dead air. Wonderful.
Dead, yeah.
You're really good at that, honey.
You can't put me on the spot like that.
I'm walking away from the mic. You know this is all recorded.
You're the talker.
Okay. So, now I have a pen.
It's very unprofessional.
There's no way to edit this, clearly.
We'll get there. That's a goal.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of that. Okay. I think that now that we've completely killed some time, there was some dead air there, we should take a break. We should come back with any goals we want to amend or add on to our goals. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. And we're back.
Welcome back.
So, do you think there's any goals that we should tweak from last week? Lexi, hush.
I mean, with mine, I just have to actually sit down and do it.
Yeah.
One day.
Do you think you'll do that this week, or?
I'm gonna try.
Okay. All right. I'm down with that. Lexi, you can't lick the phone.
That was me bopping around the snoot.
I think that, actually, I really don't think we need to really change any of our goals. Right now, I'm going to definitely look up savings accounts and rates for other banks, aside from the one, you know, the bank that I bank with. Can you look at your credit union?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I don't know that the savings has a great...
Well, I mean, it can't hurt to look, you know? Savings rate. So, and then, so We still need to include veggies, so hopefully we'll be eating more veggies next week. We'll be able to have, like, salads with every dinner, and you can bring salads to work, and maybe you'll stop eating ranch dressing. Never. Maybe you'll learn that, like, a balsamic vinaigrette is not bad. So I think we're good with avoiding aspirational veggies for right now, because if we always have salad, we'll at least be eating the tubs of salad that I get.
Yeah, for a change.
But I also, when I went grocery shopping, I picked up like hummus and more tortillas so we can have the cheese and hummus and veggies, and that's, you know, pretty much entirely veggie meal. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good. But we need to, you know, we'll keep up with the veggies.
Probably eat less pub cheese. We killed like half that container.
Oh man, but it's so good. I'm not gonna give up on cheese.
I didn't say give up on cheese.
I'm not giving up cheese. We're not having, I mean, it's expensive too, so we should probably not eat so much pub cheese. So good. But it's really yummy. But it's not as good as the Alouette.
It's still pretty good.
It's still pretty good, but it's not as good as the Alouette.
Get more of it.
Huh. So, we're definitely going to look for chairs. We'll have to go Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Like, that's our constant. We actually have to get up in the morning.
Well, we were going to do it yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, but we ended up cleaning.
Yeah, we did clean.
The whole house.
I mean, I guess that's a win.
It needed it.
It definitely needed it. We should... Oh, let's add that to our...
Clean more regularly?
Yes. Yes, because we're not disgusting people, I swear. I swear we do keep it, like, decently clean, but, oh, it's so nice to have, like,
maybe we start
it even
with,
more clean.
Start with bi-weekly and then work our way more frequently
deep
from there.
Cleans.
Yeah.
So, clean more regularly. Okay. So, the biggest thing I wanted to modify or add to our goals was getting like a little creativity corner, so where we could, you know, podcast from instead of on a phone on the living room, like the coffee table. So to do that, I have a microphone, but we definitely need updated laptop.
Definitely need a new computer.
A new laptop. Like one that is not however many years old ours are, because mine's like 6 years old. So
yeah, I don't even know how old mine is, because my dad definitely didn't steal it from work.
So yeah, so like we need newer computers just because we need ones that have better saving, you know, better space to save things on, and they're faster, like, just, you know, an updated computer. I saw one at Costco for $200 the other day. I was like, if it were in the budget this week, I would be splurging for it, but it's not. Lexi.
I mean, we can't even, like, put our savings towards stuff like that. Like,
everything's going towards stuff like that, isn't it, though? We need an emergency fund. That's what
that's what I'm working on. I don't want to be one of those 70% that don't have $400 for an emergency.
Yeah, that's what our current, like, personal savings funds are. So I guess, you know, that would be coming out of the joint house fund, right?
Yeah, or we could do the envelope thing where we just stick, like, $10 in an envelope, and when we have enough, go buy the laptop.
I'm not good with that.
No?
I don't think I'd be good. I'd be like, but candy is really good, so I'll...
That's why it's in an envelope when we hide it.
So you'd hide it? I mean, I think having it in a joint savings account would be more accountable for me. Just because we'd be able to see whatever the other one
what
would be.
What goes in,
yeah. And I think that would help me more personally.
I mean, that's...
Do you think
the house.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, a creativity corner would be for the house.
Sure.
Because it would give us a creative outlet that we can use, that we could also use to, like, increase our financial stability.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we could use that, because we could use this new computer to, you know, do short gigs on Fiverr or something, where we're editing people's work. We can read it and review it and edit it and get it back to them. So...
it gives us a little profitable side hustle.
Okay. That's...
So, and it gives us something that we can work on as, like, diversifying our income streams so that if one of us, God forbid, loses our jobs, we are prepared for that.
Yeah.
So, that's why I think that's what the creativity corner means to me.
I like.
Like, just a more diverse income stream for us so that we can be more financially stable and not stressed out. So, let's put that on here. Work towards creativity corner. Sorry, guys. I'm writing. So, does that sound good?
Sure. Savings, veggies.
That says rates. The E got smushed into the S. So we have chairs, savings rates, veggies. Clean more regularly, creativity corner. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess that's...
There's no E in creativity. Or is your Y just weird?
That's a weird Y.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. Creativity.
This is a segment where Lauren learns how to read.
No, it's not where I learn how to read. It's that I'm writing on a cramped surface. This is great podcasting. Mm-hmm. People can really, really listen to us.
They really get to know us.
So I think that's good. You know, the chairs is the biggest thing that we really have to get done sooner rather than later so that we can have people over. And not use, you know, the folding chairs we borrowed from your parents.
They have to match.
They don't. Remember, we went over
this? We're adults. And we have to have matching chairs.
We can make them match thematically. We can. I'll show you. We'll watch
the great... If only you could see the face I was making.
We'll watch the Great Design Challenge, and I'll show you how you can do it. They did it on the Great Design Interior Design Challenge. Sorry, I got this idea. We can be super, like, British. Because we're in New England. Ha.
We should get a camera so they could just see the faces I make at you when you say stuff like that.
Okay, so I think we're good for this week. It's a short episode because we're still sort of figuring out how this goes. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week. Or do you have anything extra?
I do not.
Okay, so no. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. If you're in the podcast group, the Facebook group, please write your goals into the group. That way we can all hold each other accountable, you know, talk about plans for furthering our goals.
Oh, new goal for me. I'll probably work on the Facebook page.
Yeah?
I should probably do that.
You gotta do that. Well, that's the Facebook page. There's also in the Facebook group.
Yep.
So, all right, everyone.
Both goals or something?
Yeah. Both goals or something on Facebook. So just search it if you want to be a part of our little gang. All right, everyone, have a good week.
All right, bye.
Bye.